Good afternoon and welcome to Thompson Today. My guests this afternoon are Lynn Watkins with the NRHA and Raylene Rudnicki, who is with Manitoba Possible. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Lynn, can you explain the event that's going to be coming up?
Yes, absolutely. The Thompson ID Clinic, which can also be considered an identification fair of sorts, is a place where people can get assistance to apply for identification, such as a birth certificate or a Manitoba health card, along with funding coverage for the birth certificate. Multiple agencies will be on hand to welcome and assist people who attend. Basically, it's a place to give people a hand to get that done.
And who is putting on the clinic and where will it be taking place?
The clinic is going to be put on by a group of agencies who are concerned about the challenges in accessing different types of ID and who are already serving clients in need of such services. The agencies are the YWCA, the Mamawitek Friendship Center, Employment and Income Assistance, Manitoba Possible, MKO, Training and Development, Service Canada, the Homeless Shelter, and the Northern Health Region. And the clinic is going to be at the Mamawitek Friendship Center at the Eastwood location, which is 4 Nelson Road.
Why is this clinic necessary? What are the benefits of having identification? Maybe just give us some examples.
Well, ID is required for pretty much anything in life, even for children, although this clinic is not applicable for ID for children at this time, but perhaps in the future. So it's required to access a myriad of services and benefits, such as health care, income assistance, employment insurance, old age security, as well as to file your taxes or even open a bank account. It really impacts every walk of life, from work to even renting an apartment or social housing to boat, employment. If parents want to even open a registered education saving plan for their kids or get the Canada Learning Bond, have to have ID for their kids and for themselves first. So it's pretty impactful.
What are some reasons people may not have ID already, especially if they're adults? You mentioned if they lose them, but any other reasons?
Some of the barriers are the cost associated with applying for a birth certificate, a license, or any type of photo ID. For some people, it's navigating the process, being able to complete the forms and understanding what is actually required, access to a computer and printer. For a lot of people, it's lack of knowledge regarding their family, regarding the family names or where their parents were born. Some of this information is lost due to a parent passing, the 60 scoop, or misinformation being shared.
What pieces of ID can attendees at the clinic apply for?
At this clinic specifically, it's going to be for birth certificates and the Manitoba health card. But if there are other IDs that they're looking to seek, such as a social insurance number, we will attempt to connect them with Service Canada or the Employment and Income Assistance to help them get those other photo IDs or IDs.
And what will they need to bring with them to the clinic to help speed things along or to make things more accurate?
Specifically for health cards, they'll need their social insurance number. So they don't have to have the card, they just have to have the actual number. And if they're doing any changes to their current health card, if they do have one, they just need to bring that so we can reuse the same number and the accurate information. And if it's, let's say, someone who's immigrated, then their permanent residency documents or an employment authorization. And then specifically for birth certificates, they'll need to know their parents' full names and both their parents' places of birth.
How long will it take those applying for the ID to get their birth certificates or health cards?
This is part of the challenge and the problem. Right now, there's a real big backlog with vital stats for the birth certificates, and it's 18 to 20 weeks, and that's on the regular track. The fast track is a little quicker, but it costs a lot more. Of course, with this clinic, we're operating on the regular track. And then for health cards, for changes or a new health card, say if it's an immigrant or somebody, say, new to the province, then it's 4 to 6 weeks. So it does take a little bit of time, unfortunately.
Why is there such a backlog with the birth certificates?
My understanding is there was a breach with some big bank a number of years ago, and now with Service Canada, they're requiring more ID, and so it's creating more pressure on the system. And then the other reason, I guess, is vital stats is kind of an arm of government, so they're operating on a nonprofit basis. I don't know how heavily resourced, but they're doing everything they can to keep up.
Are there limits as to how many birth certificates or health card applications that will be processed at the clinic?
Yes, there are, because we have funding, and I'd like to mention the Rotary Club has provided $2,100 to process about 70 applications. We'll need a little bit of money for a money order as well. And so that's our max, and we've already processed a few with a high needs agency in town working in conjunction. So it'll be a first come, first serve at the door, and we are available there all afternoon from 1 till 6, and that's on Wednesday, October 21st. And when we reach that number, we'll have to just stop, and I imagine it'll be pretty busy. I'd also like to mention that social distancing and masks are going to be required, and we'll provide masks if people need them, but they're encouraged to bring their own, and people will be screened for symptoms at the door just to be safe as well.
So one thing I think we should do just to make sure that everybody knows again, so give all the details of the when, where, and how that this is all going to be taking place.
So it's taking place Wednesday, October 21st at the Mama We Talk Friendship Center in their big multi-purpose room, which is the side door there on 4 Nelson Road. And it's happening from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. And there will be multiple agencies on hand to help people out. And it's for adults. And at this time, we're limiting it to Thompson residents. It's our first crack at this, so we're pretty new to it, and we're taking off a pretty big bite. But we're happy to do that because we want to help people get their ID so they can get all of those benefits that we mentioned, health services and bank accounts and child tax benefits and all of those things.
Well, thanks so much, Raylene and Lynn, for bringing this information to our attention, because I think a lot of us take for granted that we just have a wallet full of ID and we don't realize that not everybody has that privilege.
Absolutely, and I think that is a very good distinction, because if you or I were to lose our ID, or Raylene, it would be pretty easy for us to get a new one, but for a lot of people, actually, there's a lot of challenges there, and that's why the agencies are so behind this, to try and help people get up to speed and get the benefits that they're entitled to.
This is going to be the first Thompson ID clinic that's being put on, and hopefully it'll be a resounding success and that it will be able to happen again. For this edition of Thompson Today on 102.9 CHTM, I'm Sue O'Brien.